Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is our weekly live prophecy reality edition. So come on over to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, click on the chat room button there, and join us in the, like I said, the studio cam is on. So there's a watch screen in the right-hand column there. Also, our phone line is open and working, so I'd like to hear from any listeners out there how the lockdowns have affected you in your life, or whether things are getting back to normal. It's hard for me to gauge myself since I have for many years worked from my own home. My ranch here, where I have First Amendment Radio and do all my work here, even have goats and chickens and horses and grow some of my own food. I've got a nice sized little garden out there. So I just don't get out that much. But when I do, I was just thinking about, you know, going to like, there's one store, local small grocery store where I shop, where no masks are required, and you go in there, and there are a few people that wear masks. these are the very serious people. When you look at these people with their masks on, it's a very serious thing in their mind. I mean, it would have to be, because, you know, I guess I'm more childlike, because you try to put a mask on a child, and that mask is not going to stay on. It's going to naturally come off. I mean, I put a mask on and I feel like I'm suffocating. That's because I am. I'm suffocating. I can't breathe freely like I was made by God to breathe. You know, God didn't put a muffler on my face, and for a very good reason. You know, we have mufflers on automobiles, and they're for a very good reason too. But the difference between an automobile and the human machinery, if we could put it that way, is that our exhaust and our intake for the gases that we breathe and exhale are in the same place. So it would be, for me to wear a mask would be like taking the tailpipe of my automobile and rerouting it to go into the engine compartment where the air intake is. Okay, that would be problematic, and it would be problematic for me. And so I attempt, even if they say masks must be worn if I go someplace, I'm not going to wear a mask. You know, why should I? You know, I mean, my question is, are you going to do this forever? And when should I come back? When will the insanity pass? Yeah. So anyway, now everybody knows how I feel about seeing other people with masks. I think psychologically there's a problem with it too. You know, people walk up to me and they got a mask on, and I can't understand what they're saying. I mean, it's like they're mumbling to me, you know, because they are. Because, you know, they're mumbling to me. It's like they're talking with their hand over their mouth. And it makes them very difficult to understand, as you can see. into it. Really, you probably all experienced like things. Anyway, I found a nice article here, and this is posted by Alan Stevo, or however you would say that. I guess that would be Stevo, at The Resistance Thrives, 8 Successes Against the Corona Communism. And speaking of Corona Communism, the whole Black Lives Matter, the whole lockdown, lockstep, and you notice it's not just happening in America, but you know, like the Black Lives Matter, that's definitely an American-born thing. I mean, it was they were events that happened in America, and now I mean even in where was it, Ireland? Was it Ireland or Scotland that they pulled down a statue of Robert de Bruce? Okay. Robert de Bruce probably never saw a black person in his whole life. Okay. What has that got to do? But it was BLM. It was Black Lives Matter protests that pulled that statue down. So they're destroying our history. And we don't, you know, our history has good and it has bad, and we shouldn't forget none of it. That's how I feel about it. But see, the Antichrist wants to tear down our history. He wants us to forget it. So whatever the Antichrist wants, the Antichrist gets. You know why? Because the Antichrist controls the money. He controls what prospers by finance, okay? If he doesn't like it, it doesn't get financed. And pondering some other things, you know, and finances, and you don't see many Protestant endeavors making it big in the world. That's because the money is withdrawn. It's hard for them to get, okay? And then there are some examples like the evangelical, what is that, Chick-fil-A. And they stood and they won cases up to the Supreme Court. They won their cases, which is kind of unusual. But we can talk more about that later. But then what happened to Chick-fil-A? Well, they got infiltrated. And even though they won, they abdicated their victories and did a 180. Yeah, just forget all our victories. We're going to capitulate anyway. We fought the fight. We won the battle, but we're going to capitulate and surrender to the enemy. Well, that's because they got infiltrated. Because who controls the money? They can buy everything, and they do buy everything. That's why it seems like, you know, evil is winning in the world, because it's the loudest. It reminds me that we are in a biblical era, and that era I call the three frog era. You know, the three frogs of the book of Revelation, three spirits like frogs go out into the world to agitate the world, to bring them all to the great day of God Almighty. Yeah, we're sorting these people out. And that day is going to come where, and it's coming. I mean, it's like building to a crescendo. And those frogs are, you know, they never shut up. Yeah, it's like in France, you know. One of the symbols of the French Revolution or France, you'll find that it was frogs, because just, you know, overrun by frogs. They used to go out and flog, you know, the fields and the bogs at night to shut the frogs up so they could sleep. That the rich people would. They'd send their servants out there to flog and beat the fields and the bogs around them so that those darn frogs would shut up. So, you know, that's the symbol of the frog, is that they never shut up. They just croak louder and louder and louder until that's all you hear. And that's what you're hearing in America today. You know, I believe that America is the seventh beast of the Revelation. It is the final beast power that is exposed in the book of Revelation. It is the one that rises up after the "and one" is, when John wrote the Revelation of the Roman Empire, that is. And America rises up. It is the two-horned earth beast, and it rises up with two horns. And those horns are described as like a lamb and speaking and as a dragon, or dragon speaking. And you look at America today, and these two horns are neck and neck. I mean, if not, we wouldn't have someone like Donald Trump, as weak a man as he is. I mean, the man is so manipulated. You know, and I see that he realized he's been manipulated. That's why he's distancing himself from Fauci now. And he's defunded, or at least stopped American funding of the World Health Organization. You know, those are his signs that he finally has seen how he's been manipulated by these people. And these people are master manipulators. They've been doing this for centuries. The Antichrist and his shadow government. So, and then you get a man who's weak in the faith, if he has any faith at all. And I hope that he does. I hope that his faith, his newfound faith, is genuine, because it gives us all hope. You know, if King David, who committed murder and adultery, and Donald Trump, everyone knows his past, if they can be saved, if there's salvation and forgiveness for them, well, then there's salvation and forgiveness for me. Because I don't think I've done, you know, as bad of things as these examples that we hold out. God holds out the one as an example of his saving grace. And the other one is before our eyes, because it says that God puts even the basest men into power. And you would think from his past that, yeah, he might fit the, you know, he might fit the bill. But, you know, as far as judging his heart, well, I can only judge his actions. And that's what I see. I see a withdrawal from what he's manipulated, but I see a lot of pride there too. He's not willing to admit it. He's going to try to turn it into a victory, you know, like the true politician that he's becoming. But is he better than Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? Well, I think so. I hope so. And that's all I can do. And maybe those voters will go out there this year and vote for him again. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Don't really matter to me. Nothing's going to change. It really doesn't. I mean, look at his Supreme Court picks. You know, look what the last one, what Gorsuch, this guy, you know. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, when you're president of the United States, you're manipulated into doing everything you do. You got forces that you cannot even believe, as some poor peon like me out here in the world, where I got really nobody manipulating me. No, that's because there's nobody around me. Nobody cares. Nobody cares how I'm manipulated. I don't have any power, so they don't care about me. But Donald Trump, oh man, I wouldn't want that job for anything in the whole wide world. You know, that or a dentistry. I wouldn't want to be a dentist either. There's a lot of things I would not want to do in my life. I would rather do this, what I'm doing right now, even if the Antichrist is never going to let me prosper on the internet, the platforms he controls. Because anything that gets big, you know that his shadow government is going to get in there. I read their book on how they said they would operate 500 years ago. And then we watched the history and they fulfilled it. They have become the shadow government that rules the world for the Antichrist. Yeah, his shadow government. Need I name them? You know, I mean, the fact is, if you even name it in the world, in the hearing of the world, they will ridicule you. That's how well their job has been done, that you're ridiculed for even telling the truth. Even though they wrote it in a book and it got outed, you know, hundreds of years ago, their plan for controlling all the governments of the world for the Antichrist. You can expose it, and very few people will see it. Well, what do I have to say to that? I'm going to start a new organization. You think the Antichrist will get behind me? What do you think? You got these three ladies who started Black Lives Matter, all very well educated, much more educated than I am in the universities of America, which are, again, controlled by the shadow government. So they've all been well indoctrinated. I went to their website, blacklifesmatter.com. And these ladies are becoming very, very, very filthy rich because of what they've done and because the Antichrist and his shadow government love it. Yeah, they love it. This is what the Antichrist wants. And what the Antichrist wants becomes very successful. I mean, you notice how even now, where black people never showed their faces, Black Lives Matter. We're going to topple statues. We're going to just topple history. I've talked about it before. The Antichrist's war on history, war on Protestantism. Well, I have this to say. Protestant lives matter. Bible believers' lives matter. Yeah, because the Protestants are the true Bible-believing people of the world. And the Counter-Reformation war on Protestant thought is also a Counter-Reformation war on true history. And that's why they want to tear it down. It isn't white supremacy that they hate. It's liberty. Yeah, it might be what a bunch of white men, old white men, did in the past. Okay? And, you know, white men who had weaknesses like all men, no matter what their color are. What their color is. I guess R is plural. Okay. Anyway, I got this article here. The resistance thrives. But before I do that, let me tell you the chat room is open at firstamendmentradio.net if you're listening live on a Wednesday morning or afternoon on the East Coast there. Otherwise, this is likely a rebroadcast. Okay, let me check the chat room here. We got Corporate Far Out Antiquity and Sid in the chat room. It's good to see you all. Why is BLM not present in Bangladesh or or any poor country? There's no money in poor countries, man. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, there's no money in poor countries. You know, why do you think a lot of these evangelical ministers come to America from poor countries? Well, this is where they get rich. They go to the countries where the money is to make money. Yeah. So, amen to Protestant Lives Matter. You know, I've been going through the history of Protestantism, and I'll tell you what, the Antichrist didn't like it, man. They were killing. I mean, you know, these black people, they have it made compared to the history of Protestantism. Yeah, really, they have it made compared to the history of Protestantism. You know, throughout the 1260-year reign, overt reign of the Antichrist, we're talking, which ended about the time of the French Revolution, okay? Well, to the Antichrist and his minions, okay, Protestant lives didn't matter. They extinguish you in a minute. They'd kill you. And nobody protested, well, except the Protestants themselves, and that's why they were getting killed, you know, because they protested. And even the Antichrist's own adherents, you know, if you said, hey, this ain't right, you shouldn't kill these people. These are my neighbors, man, you know. There were Catholics that said, these are my neighbors, man. This isn't right. You shouldn't kill them. Well, you know what the Antichrist and his forces would do? They'd go over and kill those, you know, because they were giving aid and comfort to the enemy that was, you know, by the law of the Antichrist, to be extirpated. You know what extirpated means, don't you? It means put to death by any means possible. You know, by fire, sword, axe, didn't matter. Whatever it took. You know, dashed their children's heads against the rocks. They did it all. And then they would steal their properties and what they didn't destroy. And they would reward the people that joined their throngs, you know, like those, you know, those throngs that join in the looting and so forth. But these guys were joining in the murder. They'd let them have the property of the Protestants. Yeah. After they exterminate or extirpate them. So Black Lives, these BLM people, they don't know nothing about history. How about, why aren't they attacking the black people in Africa that were in Africa going back in history, you know, that rounded up their fellow black people and sold them to Muslim and Jesuit slave traders? Yeah. I mean, where do you think the slave traders got the slaves from? They didn't get them from white people who went in there and rounded them up. They got them from opposing tribes, conquering tribes. You know, one tribe, one indigenous tribe in Africa would conquer another one, take them all as slaves and sell them for profit. Well, that's the true history of slavery. Anyone, you know, if these Black Lives Matter, they're so focused on one or two black people got killed by the police, while they ignore that many, many more white people have been killed by the police and black people. You know, and this is only, you know, a very short history that they're looking at. Anyway, this article. The resistance to Corona communism, and communism is just another euphemism for what the Antichrist wants. Total world domination, fascism, totalitarian control of every living being on the planet individually. Yeah, that's what the Antichrist wants. Though there have been additional hurdles, individual Americans are increasingly returning things to normal, one person at a time. Some backlash is also coming as people increasingly look to the normally insulated public health community and demand they explain the damage they caused and continue to cause. Yeah, these people are not heroes. You know, as far as most of the health community that went along with us, they're a bunch of cowards. That's what I have to say. You know, and I'm sure there are a few heroic individuals who stood up for the truth. A few. The others just went along happy to keep their jobs while most of their fellow laborers got laid off because there was no work in the medical industry. Okay? A bunch of cowards doing little dances for TikTok or whatever on the internet because they had nothing else to do, but they were getting paid. Yeah. What a farce. So the damage they caused and continue to cause, they continue to cause by going along with this nonsense. So anyway, we have victory in Palm Beach County. What happened in Palm Beach is not as wonderful as how it happened on Monday, May 11th, 2020, Palm Beach County became the first county in South Florida to reopen, according to the Sun Sentinel, snubbing federal guidelines. The county commission voted 5-1 on May 5th to ask the governor to lift restrictions designed to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. Anyway, he approved. On Monday, restaurants, salons, and mails flung open their doors, albeit at 25% capacity. Anyway, you're listening to Cross the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. We'll continue this on the other side of these messages, and hopefully we'll have your phone calls and comments and questions in the chat room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. And I'm here to say that Protestant Lives Matter, PLM. Yeah, you think the Antichrist will let that prosper? Protestant Lives Matter? No, no way. But it's true. Protestant. The difference, you know, the difference between BLM and PLM is, see, the Protestant Lives Matter, if people started rioting and looting, the Protestant lives would turn around and stop the looting. Yeah. And protect the property of others. Whereas the BLM, they encourage the looting. As a matter of fact, they participate in it. That's the difference between BLM and PLM. So anyway, I'm going to be starting ProtestantLivesMatter.com and see if we can shame people. Oh, shucks. We can't shame people into giving to us because that would go against our integrity as people, as human beings, as Christian men and women. But see why the wicked prosper? Because they can do evil. They get to shame people into giving them. As a matter of fact, not only shame them, but extort them. I mean, look at the soccer player who lost his job because his wife tweeted something that they didn't like. I mean, you talk about control. There's a lot of control going on there. So I guess I'm going to have to give up on the idea of doing ProtestantLivesMatter.com because who would support it? You know, nobody's already listening to First Amendment radio, so why would I do something else that nobody's going to pay any attention to, right? Yeah, right. Well, that's the way the world works. So it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You look at the world. All they have is, you know, look at what the Antichrist has to work with. Lots of money, yeah. So you can say he bought his way to power because now he totally controls the money. Yeah. And we know where this is leading. Yeah, it's leading to his one world monetary system, the compelled mark of the beast, where everyone, I mean, it's going to be, once they do away with cash. I mean, that's why I say get out there, get cash, go to the ATM. And spend cash. Why should everything you do, mundane or otherwise, be tracked? Yeah, that's total control of the money. And if you don't hold it in your hand, it means like cash is the last vestige of any possibility of you owning your money. Because, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. At least you possess the money in your hand, even if you don't own it. Because that... those Federal Reserve notes, those debt instruments, they aren't even yours. Yeah, they belong to the Federal Reserve, which belongs to the Antichrist and his shadow government. So they own the money. And all those digits in your bank account, all that digital money out there that they're creating out of thin air, yeah. Well, they own all that too because you don't own it. You don't even possess it. Yeah. You have some property right in it, but that property right is only as good as your ability to access it, which could be taken away any minute. And that's the total control of the monetary system. China is the pattern really for what's coming worldwide, or at least what the Antichrist wants worldwide. I'm hoping that America will always be a standout because I see those two horns, you know, the like a lamb and the dragon speaking power dichotomy and that earth beast. You know, there's a dichotomy of power there. There's a separation that never comes together into one horn. It never amalgamates into one. One horn never rises above another, or at least it's never expressed to do that throughout the life of that beast, which very little is written about in the Revelation. So I'm going a lot on what little is said there, but I believe the little speaks volumes. And I believe God's word, and I believe that prophetic word to be true. So I believe America, you know, maybe one of the safest places to be on the planet as we go into this one world mark of the beast monetary system. As you know, we have to have some kind of alternative to the mark of the beast. And right now, I guess it may just be good old American cash for now. That's it. or gold and silver, or whatever else you can, whatever other substance that is real money that you can hold in your hand. That's really the key to surviving in these last days coming up to the return of Christ. And speaking of the mark of the beast monetary system, Corporate in the chat room says, the harvest is vast, but the laborers are few. Yes, the gospel. That's really what Protestantism is all about. It's a protest against everything that is being upheld and funded. I mean, you look at the Antichrist. He embraces everything except Bible-believing Christianity, Reformed thought, which is infant Christianity as expressed in the early church of the Bible. That's what true Protestantism is, what the true Reformed religion is. It's biblical Christianity. And there are a few laborers out there, but there are a few that are preaching the gospel. Some are aware of the Antichrist and his power in the world, and most are not, because the Antichrist has done such a wonderful job of blinding the eyes of so many to his true nature, to who he really is. Yeah. Done a great job. But, I mean, hey, if you control the monetary power of the world, then, you know, it's easy to control education, media, you know, what becomes popular, what, yeah. But, you know, one thing you can't stop is people reading the Bible. Oh, and he tried for centuries, you know, burning Bibles and killing, you know, gospel preachers. He did that for centuries, but, you know, the book got out and people would start reading it and they'd find out that, hey, there is hope. And why would everybody needs this same hope? This is the gospel message, that there is life beyond the grave. Death is not the end. The hardships and the sufferings of this life is not the end of it. God has made a way for us to regain what was lost at the fall of mankind, to that we can go beyond the curse that we're all born with. You know, the curse that is in these words, you shall surely die. Yeah, that's the curse. That's what came with sin. But we can be forgiven for our sin. We can be freed from the law of sin and death by what the Son of God did by shedding his blood for us. That's the gospel message. That's the hope that the Antichrist does not want you to have. He says, no, you have to do work and you have to belong to his church and be controlled by him, and nobody can have any other thought. And if anyone does, well, we need to extirpate them. So he's had his wars, his overt rule for 1260 years, and all of the wars created by the intrigue of his shadow government since then have been for that one singular purpose. And that is to kill liberty. Because liberty does not lead to the control that he wants to have over your soul. And really, you know, the Antichrist is the puppet of Satan. Though he doesn't know it, or he does know it. I don't know. I don't know how he thinks. I'm glad I could never wrap my mind around what is going on in the brain of a man who thinks that he is the vicar of God on earth. How anyone could be so high-minded, you know, that, so self-absorbed to think that they are God on earth. It's just beyond me to think that they should rule the whole earth. And practically they do, you know, and they have through the centuries. And I guess that would, you know, lead, that would help to build their deception. So yes, the laborers are few, you know. But problem is, well, you can preach the word and you can do what I'm doing here, and we can go through history and get people to get curious. And basically, but I found out, you know, especially reading history, that what changed lives was people reading God's word, that God works through his word. His Holy Spirit is there in that word and changes the hearts and the minds of men throughout history. And that's how it happened for me. It wasn't because I went to church and on one day and a bunch of people laid hands on me or whatever. I'm not sure about all that and if that had anything to do with it. But I know what happened when I read that word. And I learned, you know, that that God was real and that he did care for me and that he paid the price for my sins and I was forgiven. Wow, that's liberty. You know? See, but the Antichrist, he wants you to have to continually come to him for forgiveness. He wants you to have to participate in his bloodless sacrifice again and again and again and again, and it never ends until the day you die, when the priest has to come and absolve you of your sins, and to, so that you won't go, have to go to purgatory to finish paying for your sins, so you can work your way into heaven. Because if you can't do it in this life, if you don't keep up with your masses and eating the bloodless sacrificial wafer, yeah, and you somehow miss your last rites, as they call them, you're going to go to purgatory. Too bad, you know. There you get to boil in an oil or whatever and burn and writhe in pain until you pay for your own sins. Well, that's a fallacy. It's a fantasy. And that then, see, because then, see, those that survive you, your loved ones that survive you, well, they'll have to pay money, you know, to help get you out of purgatory. Yeah. It's good money, yeah. The Antichrist makes a lot of money that way. He hath decreed it, not from God's word, see, because he is higher than God's word. God's word, that was only temporary when they wrote it. And he gets to revise the truth of God, yeah. So our protest is against that. Yeah, we protest against a man being God on earth and taking the place of God in the hearts and minds of men, the Antichrist, the man of sin, from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Read all about it there. Okay, well, no takers on phone calls and no comments or questions in the chat room. Not a big crowd today, but I thank the few people that showed up and are listening. Yes, pay for your own sins shows the error. Yeah, that is the error, and that's what we need to protest against. And that's why the Antichrist hates the truth, because people don't have to pay him. They don't have to continually come for his sacrifice, you know, the sacrifice that they keep doing over and over and over and over again, you know, through their sanctified, set-apart Catholic Church priests who get to sacrifice in their own minds, Christ afresh, bloodlessly, at every Mass. Mm-hmm. And then every week you partake and your sins are forgiven for that week. But you got to keep coming back, because, if you didn't have to come back, well, what power would the Antichrist have? Yeah. So, you see how his game works. And why they hated the Bible, because the Bible set people free from that. And they'd read it. And the Bible says something totally different. And no wonder he didn't want it out there. So read the Gospels, read God's Word, and ask God to open your heart and your mind to his gospel message. And then, you know, keep your eye on the prize. You know, stay on the repentance road and allow your heart and your mind to be washed by the water of the word. You know, Let him continue to work in you and complete that work when the time comes. And instead of calling on the priest for last rites, you'll be, you know, going into glory on faith in the true Son of God and in his true sacrifice for your sin. Yeah, that's the Protestant, that's the gospel message. That's what the Antichrist doesn't like. That's why the churches are shut down, you know. Seriously, people don't believe, oh, it's conspiracy theory. Well, it's no conspiracy that the governor of the state where I live, yeah, is Jesuit trained. It's no theory, conspiracy theory, that Stalin was Jesuit trained, that Barack Obama was Jesuit trained, that, you know, that all of your wonderful dictators of history that killed millions and millions of people were all Jesuit trained, you know, in recent history. I mean, we got one band series, the last series that I'm playing, that we're doing on Tom Fress's, Inquisition update right now has been banned on YouTube. Yeah. Behind the Dictators. Why would they ban that? Well, because it exposes all of these dictators. You should listen to that series. Go to inquisitionupdate.org and you'll see it up there at the top. We're putting it on what you call it, Daily Motion. That's a French video thing, but so that we have some playlists there. But if anyone wants it, you know, all they have to do is what do you call it? Email us at First Amendment Radio, and we'll gladly share with you any audio series that you're interested in. And, you know, if it's not posted, all you have to do is ask. But hey, banned on YouTube, Behind the Dictators. Well, the guy who's behind the dictators wants that banned. I can see why they would not want that one banned. Because most of the other stuff we've done is way more historical. And most people aren't interested. But you get to Behind the Dictators in the last century, the last 100 years, and you see clearly that the Antichrist and his shadow government is behind every one of them. And it's with evidences, you know, with evidence that can't be refuted, because all you have to do, you can research it for yourself, and it's plain as day that who's behind the dictators is the shadow government of the Antichrist. No doubt about it. Then you can see him still working in the world, trying to tear, the Antichrist hates America. They hate everything about it. That's why they want to tear down all our history. It doesn't matter, you know, good, bad, or otherwise. It isn't about black lives, but the black lives people and what they're creating, the atmosphere they're creating out there falls right in line with the Antichrist's agenda of tearing down America. His war on Protestantism and his war on history, his war on the truth, his war on history, because you find the truth in history, if you have true history. That's my corona cough. You get it? Yeah, I was thinking, you know, if there's any coronavirus out there, if that's a real thing. Because I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, you could call me a corona. I'm just a denier. I deny everything. I go, what I don't, here's my truth. What I don't know, I don't know. I admit it. What I don't know, I don't know. And I don't know a lot of things. And I don't believe everything just because other people are saying it. I still don't know. Now, you know, what I can research, and I can know numbers, and I can see things out there, and I can see even by what the propagators of what's going on out there put out, that it's a fallacy, that there's something wrong with it. The numbers don't add up. If it's a true thing, it's not as virulent or as damaging as some of the flus, as for instance, the flu season of 2017-18 or 16-17, when in that year there, 2017, whatever that flu season is. It's not as big as that. It's not as big as the flu. And I guess they're counting all flu deaths now as COVID, plus everything else they can add in. They admit that. Even their own adherents are admitting to that now. You know, because they have to at least pay some homage to the truth or be, you know, totally discredited. But they didn't spin it. And, oh, hey, there's another article over here that we got coming up. Let's see. Is the second wave another coronavirus hoax? A second wave? Are we going to shut down the country again? Would people really stand for it? Well, this is by Ron Paul, and this came out yesterday. Yeah, just a week or so ago, the mainstream media and thousands of representing the medical community told us that we must throw out the stay-at-home orders and go to the streets to protest the death of George Floyd at the hands of the police. The COVID-19 virus will not bother people who are protesting this injustice, said they. The virus only attacks people leaving their homes to protest the stay-at-home orders. The pretty smart virus. Now, after thousands of businesses, many of them black-owned. Yeah, that's terrible. So now the black community is oppressed more by Black Lives Matters. Yeah, it matters that we destroy them more. Yeah, that we destroy our own communities, black people. Get out there, destroy your own community. And then all the white people sing in the chorus, you know, going, man, you're not even black, you know. And you go, no, well, white lives don't matter. You can't say all lives matter. It's just idiocy. Anyway, they've been reduced, no longer have anywhere to shop for basic necessities life. The mainstream media has backed off of its nonstop coverage of the protests. Suddenly, last week, they all simultaneously embraced a new fear story to terrify the masses. A second wave. 40 people in China, a country of 2 billion. 40 people got them locked out. It's like China has now learned that it can control and just destroy America and make it more communist and centrally controlled by announcing that 40 more people in a second wave in a country of 2 billion have got the coronavirus. It's the second wave. Yeah, well, you know, the flu comes back every year. Yeah. And I hate to say it, you know, maybe this one attacks the respiratory system, but that's what all flus do anyway. You know, every flu, I've had a few flus in my life. You know, I've had stomach flu and it's a nasty business, you know. I haven't had one in many, many years, but I've had a few flus in my life, and I didn't like any of them. But mainly, you know, I did have that stomach flu. That was awful. I had that once. And then I've had the other flu, the respiratory flu, at least once or twice in my life. I had bad, nasty business, but it was respiratory. It was a flu, you know. It could have been worse. I could have been old or had other illnesses, but I didn't. I was pretty normal in my health at that time. Anyway, I'm going to come back after the news and we'll continue the broadcast. Don't go anywhere.
Pleasing you, where can I hide? Where need you now. I need you always.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Muskie Pugh. The U.S. Army is upping the reward for help in finding a missing soldier, Jill Nato reports.
The U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command now offering $25,000 for information on the whereabouts of missing Fort Hood soldier, Private First Class Vanessa Guillen. Stars and Stripes says that reward has been doubled to $50,000 by the League of United Latin American Citizens. The 20-year-old hasn't been seen since April 22nd. Actress Salma Hayek's taken it upon herself to help in the search, posting on social media that the private's mother is claiming Guillen had complained of getting sexually harassed by a sergeant. The Army says more than 150 people have been interviewed about the case so far. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A judge in Oklahoma has rejected a lawsuit that was seeking to shut down the president's rally in Tulsa this weekend. That suit claimed the rally could put residents at risk for COVID-19. Jenna Ellis, a senior legal advisor for the Trump campaign, tells Fox News at night, no one voiced concerns about the spread of COVID-19 during protests and riots, and the effort is being carried out by people opposed to the president.
There is no statistic that says that an indoor event is different than these mass rallies and protests that have been happening everywhere that are outside. This isn't about health and safety, and every reasonable person knows that. This is about the Democrats' hypocrisy in wanting to stop President Trump from returning to the campaign trail.
A conservative columnist says the left-wing media leaves out key facts when it attempts to paint a narrative of excessive, racially motivated police violence upon blacks. Chad Groening has more.
Robert Nutt is a conservative activist and a columnist for the Washington Times. His latest column is entitled The Deadly Art of Lying by Omission. In it, he points out that you can tell a lie by saying something patently false, or you can lie by omission, which can be just as dishonest.
The news media consistently air the idea that police are shooting black people at a far higher rate than white people, that they're doing it for no apparent reason, and that the cops are out of control. They don't share any crime statistics that might indicate this may be why more black people proportionately are having interactions with police than white people. They leave that out entirely.
And Knight says there is the overt lie that Black Lives Matter is a civil rights group.
I think the embrace of Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist group, is evidence of the fear that the left-wing media and the cultural revolutionaries in Hollywood and even in corporate America have fostered that make everybody afraid to tell the truth anymore.
Knight says led by BLM, America is being subjected to a Maoist-style cultural revolution that cancels America's history and punishes anyone not towing BLM's overtly racialist line. I'm Chad Groening.
There's a potential breakthrough in the battle against coronavirus as researchers in the UK announce promising results from the clinical trial of a commonly used drug.
The steroid called dexamethasone is the first treatment shown to improve the chances of surviving an illness that has killed more than 400,000 people globally. The most striking results were among severely ill hospitalized patients. In a preliminary study, the steroid cut mortality by one-third for those on ventilators. However, the drug did not appear to help those whose lungs were working sufficiently well. The discovery is being hailed as a breakthrough. Beyond the promising results, the findings are notable because dexamethasone is already widely available and, for that matter, inexpensive. Kevin Cork, Fox News.
And finally, another U.S. theme park is open again, this one in Tennessee.
Dollywood, the amusement park owned by country music superstar Dolly Parton, reopened this week to its season pass holders. Much like other theme parks around the country, there are restrictions. Park visitors need to make online reservations so Dollywood management can track its capacity numbers. Visitors ages 3 or older must be masked unless they're eating or posing for photographs. Temperatures are being taken before boarding the tram in the parking lot. Eben Brown, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening Across the Border, or watching it, I should say, if you're looking at the video. We're live right now on Wednesday morning at 10 Pacific or 1 Eastern time. So come on over to firstmemoradio.net, click on the chat room button, and join the conversation there. You can also call in. I guess I should give out the number for people that aren't in the chat room. I guess I should do that. Let's see, the number is 559-797-8537. 559-797-8537. Okay. Protestant Lives Matter. Yeah. Let's see. American Indian Lives Matter. Irish Lives Matter, German Lives Matter, Polish Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Red Lives Matter, yeah, Pink Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter. Let's see, just name a color, people, and they matter. We all matter. All lives matter. Yeah, but it's not good enough for you to say all lives matter. You must say Black Lives Matter. You must be, and especially if you're white. Yeah, you have no right to say all lives matter. Yeah, yeah, because then you're a racist. Especially if you say white lives matter. Yeah, let's see. Now, yeah, see, in my family, in my history, I know that I have Polish and Irish and German, that much I know, and also some American Indian, and then even some blacks have married into my family, and so, and all of those lives matter to me, yeah. My daughter, yeah, I have a daughter that is, she's Mexican, Apache, Irish, Polish, German. Yeah, she's all those things. And she matters very much to me. And then, of course, if I have any grandchildren, because she's only 19. My youngest is only 19. So if she has grandchildren, well, they'll all matter too. So, but you know what matters most is Protestant lives. We need to get as many people. We don't care if you're black. Yeah, you can join the Protestant camp. Become a protester. Protesting lives matter. And we need to protest loudly. As our good friend in the chat room says, the harvest is huge, or it's vast, but the laborers are few. And that's just by your life. You become, if you're a Protestant, a protester, a true protester, a reformed protester, that means you've left off all of the apostasy. That you're reformed from the apostasies out there, and you've come over and read the Bible and the Holy Spirit. Your life has been transformed by the washing of the water of the Word, and the Holy Spirit is working in you. Repentance, you know, that you're walking on the narrow way that leads to life, well, then your life, your very life is an epistle. Yeah, we are, as Paul says, we are living epistles. We just have to live it, and people see it, and they know there's something different. Yeah, and then maybe the Spirit will move them to come and ask you a question about it, and you'll have an opportunity. I should say the Holy Spirit will have an opportunity to witness through you. So, Corporate says, about every 2 years, election year, SARS, bird flu, swine flu, now COVID flu. But, you know, these flus burn out after a few years and they never come back because they keep, what do you call it, they keep morphing and changing. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the flu is kind of like snowflakes. They're all snowflakes, but they're all different. Yeah. They say there's no two snowflakes alike. Is that true? I wouldn't know. I mean, I could look. They might look alike to me, but I'm sure there's a difference. It's just like there's truly no two people alike, even identical twins, you know. After a few years, there will be minute differences between the two. They can't, you know, stay exactly the same. Yeah. Okay, where were we? Where were we with Protestant Lives Matter? Yes, but not to the Protestant Lives Mattered to the Antichrist. He wanted to kill as many of them as he could. Yeah, did. That's why hundreds of millions died for their faith throughout the 1260-year reign of the Antichrist. And millions have died since then also. You know, rebellious or faith-based people. You know, the Antichrist attitude is kind of like, you know, nuke them all and I'll sort them out. Or God will sort them out, you know. Does the Antichrist believe? I'm not even sure the Antichrist believes in God. There's a lot of murmuring in the Antichrist community as to whether the present Pope is actually an atheist or not. Yeah, it's good probability that he is an atheist, that he doesn't really believe in all that nonsense that has given them their power. Yeah. They've expressed things like that before too. So it's been, you know, reading through history, you learn a lot. And I hope everybody's enjoying that series I'm doing on the history of Protestantism the rest of the week. Okay, what were we looking at? After thousands of businesses, many of them black-owned, have been reduced to rubble, and innocent people in the inner cities no longer have anywhere to shop for the basic necessities of life, the mainstream media has backed off of its nonstop coverage of the protests. Suddenly, last week, they all simultaneously embraced a new fear story to terrify the masses. Are you terrified yet? A second wave of coronavirus was among us. It was targeting those states that dared to open up their economies and begin a return to a relatively normal lives. You know, that's something I like about Donald Trump, what he's doing right now. I'm all for him, you know. I hope he has these, you know, 30,000 people rallies or whatever. I mean, I hear that more than a million people have applied to attend one of his rallies in or whatever, that he's coming in Oklahoma or something, and wherever. You see it in the news anyway. And now the left is piling on, you know, after they said, hey, it's great, go out in the streets and get as close as you can, wear masks, don't wear masks, we don't care. As long as you're destroying the society and helping to erase history and cause mayhem in the streets and destroy the black communities and their businesses. Yeah, and their jobs. Yeah, as long as you're doing that, we don't care. But boy, oh boy, get together for a Trump rally, and now they're going to complain because you're going to be spreading the coronavirus. The second wave will begin. So the second wave. Texas, Florida, California were singled out to scare the rest of the country into thinking that if you dare leave your homes, you will catch coronavirus and die. There was a spike in coronavirus cases, they claim. Funny, just a month or so ago, they were demanding that we massively increase testing, which would produce just that spike in coronavirus cases they're now using to scare authorities into reinstating the incredibly destructive stay-at-home orders. I don't know. I'm hoping that Americans, even those liberals out there that seem to be so gullible, they're buying into this whole thing, line, hook, and sinker, you know, hook, line, and sinker, however you say it, that even they'll say, enough is enough, man. I mean, look, I mean, the facts are out. So far, your coronavirus, even with all of the other extra deaths, that as many deaths as you could lump into it, still hasn't killed as many people as some of our most virulent flus over the last 20 years. Okay, this is not, you know, the end of the world. This is not, The Walking Dead. Yeah, you've seen the series, The Walking Dead. I guess it's out there on Netflix. Yeah, this isn't The Walking Dead. The world is not turning into that, and we're not trying to prevent that. But if we keep up with these lockdowns, we will have The Walking Dead, not because of a virus, but because we're breaking down our society and our food supply. We're destroying our economies. And already, you know, as I say, more people are dying from other things and suicide and stress and, that are caused by the lockdown. Okay. As former Congressman David Stoughton points out, the actual coronavirus numbers do not in any way support the media assertion that a second wave of infection is cresting over Texas. Stockman informs us that in Texas, the reported infected case rate of 256 per 100,000 is just 10% of the real hotspot rate of 2477 per 100,000 in the five boroughs of New York City, and its mortality rate of 6.2 per 100,000 is just 3% above New York City's 196 per 100,000 rate. But you know, where the rates are the highest are where the lockdowns have been enforced the greatest. Yeah. So if you want to stop the coronavirus, stop the lockdown. Yeah. And the churches are still not open as they should be in California here. And of course, we got a Supreme Court case against us. Yeah. And thank you for that, Donald Trump. Good try on getting more conservative justices in there. But we know that the Supreme Court now is controlled by the Antichrist. And it's all planned out. Is every decision they come up with now is all split right down the middle. Judges taking turns as to who's going to decide on the side the Antichrist wants, so that they get their 5-4 decision. It seems like it is so contrived now that it seems so transparent to me. There are a few hardcore conservatives in there that will never vote on the other side. But when the Antichrist has the majority, even if the true vote were 8-1, they would still split it 5-4 to make it seem like there's some hope there for, you know, what the Antichrist doesn't want. Seriously. I mean, that's how it's looking to me. When you talk about the Supreme Court decision, and I'm not going into details. It's been done ad infinitum, and you can hear it on, other programs. Listen to David Knight in the afternoon or overnight, or what's the other one? The other guy that we have on. I guess I should have the schedule in front of me so I know what's going on my own network, right? Or remember all the names of these people, though I listen to them all. Yeah, I'm having a teenage moment, right? Oh, The Briefing, that's it, by Albert Mohler. He goes into detail in a lot of these things. So very good information if you're interested. Make sure you listen for The Briefing. I think we run that at 11 a.m. and somewhere between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. I think it's actually, anyway, we run it a couple times a day. So here's how you solve that problem to make sure you hear it. Just listen to First Amendment Radio all day long on your Prophecy Reality news app. There you go. And then, I'm not saying you have to listen to it all day long. Who could do that? Not even me, you know? But I do like to listen to my favorite programs. I don't have to hear them twice because we repeat everything overnight or at least once during a 24-hour period. But you should have it there for your listening pleasure, like when you're working out. Yeah, or when you're going for a walk, or when you're in your car, when you're doing mundane things that you can listen while you're doing, that you can listen to while you're doing them. Anyway, that's the way that works. Okay, well, let me check the chat room, see if we got any people are awake in there. Was Alfred Adask? I would call that an incomplete question. Was Alfred Adask white? Yeah. Was Alfred Adask a smart man? Yeah. Was Alfred Adask on the radio? Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure he's still alive, too. Yeah. He's just not doing any public stuff, as far as I can tell, anymore. But yeah, I loved Alfred Adask. I still do. He's a brother in Christ, as far as I know. And that's the most important thing. Alfred Adask was a lawyer. Alfred Adask was never a lawyer. Sorry. Yeah. Well, he's probably smarter than any lawyer that I ever know, but I don't think he was ever a barred attorney. Yeah. So that's true. And I still have all of his, podcasts. I think we have all of those in our Liberty Archives. If you're a subscriber, you can, yeah. But going through those, probably pull out some real zingers from Alfred Adask. And I tried to get him to do a timeless broadcast, but he said that would be too much work. So, you know, it's like what I'm doing today is, I would call, a dated program. It's not timeless, okay? Timeless work would be something that is never dated. Like going through the Bible, that's timeless. Going through history is timeless. So that's why I like to spend more of my time on things that are timeless. But he dated every program. He didn't. I don't think he got it. So that's too bad, because I wanted to preserve some of his thought for future generations. And unfortunately, it would take a lot of work to now go through all of his podcasts that we have, all of his archives there, and try to pull something out. And, you know, some of the timeless stuff that should have been made timeless. Yeah. But like Tom Fress is doing, or what he's done, is timeless because he's no longer doing it. But because he didn't do a dated program, some of his programs were dated, but most of them were done as a series. And they will be forever timeless and be valuable to future generations. So if you're going to do a work, try to do a work that is timeless. If God puts you in a position where you can do something that's timeless, and do it for the gospel, do it for the kingdom of God, and then it will be for every generation until Christ comes, at least. Then after that, in the millennium, yeah. I don't know how much of that work will exist. I guess a lot of it will exist. That all of history will be there, and the historians in the age to come. Sorry, all you amillennials out there, but the millennium is the age to come, because after the age to come, there's no more ages for this creation. This creation is over, because we get a new heaven and a new earth. No more spoiled creation. All of the ages of the spoiled creation will be done with after the millennial reign of Christ, after the second resurrection and the second death. Okay, so, yes, and which reminds me, I'm working vigorously on my book, and I'm working on the second, or the last third of it, really, or a quarter of it, depending on how big it gets. And I'm trying to keep it to around 240 pages. So I'm working on that. And the millennium, especially my defense or apology for chapter 20 of the Revelation, the millennial reign of Christ, is the part I'm working on now. I've got it mostly done, but I still have a lot of work to do on it. So it's going to be most likely maybe October or November at the earliest to get it published. Okay, well, last chance to call in. We got one more segment coming up. So, would appreciate it if someone would call in. Yes, where's Fireman Mike when you need him? Well, hopefully he's out listening on the Prophecy Reality News app. I know probably my good friend Michael, who used to sit next to me in the studio here. He's probably out there working right now, selling his eggs or whatever he's doing these days. He was a Libertarian candidate for Texas Supreme Court in 1992. That's true. Yeah, I believe that's true. So that was before I knew him. So I knew him from about 1995. Because that's when I jumped into radio. Yes, with both feet. As an unpaid volunteer, and as an unpaid volunteer, they offered me radio time, so I took it. Yes, they needed to fill up some slots, so I got on there and haven't got off since. Yes, yeah. Well, I still enjoy Tom Fress, F-R-I-E-S. I still enjoy Tom Fress. I hope you're still enjoying him. As we're playing one of his series over again, and I've gone through the history, and I'm putting the series together because he did dated programs in between, so I'm kind of putting them all together so that we can replay them for future generations continually. Yeah. So Tom Fress. God bless him, has did a lot of work for us and for the Protestant cause. And so his work will be a blessing to many future generations until Christ comes, at least. So, and you can't just listen to him once and, you know, absorb everything. So it always helps to go through the series again. If you go through one, go through it again. It's like your favorite book, you know, that you will read many times to go through the series again and again and again. That's why we do a lot of repetition here on First Amendment Radio. Nobody enjoys repetition of dated material, but repetition of timeless material, that's another story. And speaking of another story, well, we've got a break coming up here. So we'll continue the conversation or the monologue, unless you join in, when we return from these messages.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on firstamendmentradio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of firstamendmentradio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. And let's see, where were we when I left off? I had to run over and get a drink of water. When I speak for an hour and a half, I expel a lot of water. And a good thing you're not near me. And a lot of coronavirus, too. Yeah. I should be wearing a mask, but I'd probably fall over dead if I was wearing a mask for an hour and a half. Let's see. End Time Delusions. Let's see. That's a Steve Wolberg book. That's a Seventh-day Adventist book. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, Tom Fress has departed from the Protestant Reformed camp. over Saturday Sabbath keeping. Yeah. That's unfortunate, but I didn't know he was doing anything else or where he's doing anything else. It's not been publicly noticed to me anyway. But I've done some studying on the Seventh-day Adventist issue, and the Seventh-day Adventists are, well, I'm sure there are saved people in Seventh-day Adventist Church, just like there are saved people in the Catholic Church, you know, in all of these apostate branches of Christianity. There are some saved people, I believe, genuinely trusting in the blood of Christ. And So we'll let, you know, God knows their hearts. And so he'll make that decision. That's not up to me to decide who is saved and who is not, whether Tom is or whether he's departed or whatever. You know, I'm glad it's not up to me. Yeah. I think if it was up to me, I think I'd have a hard time making it in. Okay. That's why we have to hold up people, you know, like David and other people that God said were, you know, like David was a man after his own heart, but David terribly sinned and made some terrible mistakes in his life, but still, you know, I'm sure we're going to see him in the resurrection. Okay. What's next? Well, let's see. What else do we got here? Let me check out the chat room. Oh, yeah. And Corp Wright says, your discussions on the Hori Apocalypticae. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking I might go through the entire Hori Apocalypticae when I get done with the history of Protestantism. That would be pretty timeless. But until then, you know, I published the whole thing at horiapocalypticae.wordpress.com. As a matter of fact, I've done a revision of it, and I call it the Reformation Quincentennial Edition. So that's my edition. So I guess we'll call it the sixth edition, because I think there was a fifth edition by E.B. Elliott himself before he vacated the earth back around whenever that was, in the 1860s somewhere. Yes, indeed, says Sid. The horse apocalypticae. You got your A. S, where an A should be there. But yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. I'd have to go through the whole thing. But if I did that, then I'd have to do like another revision of it. Because if I go through something word by word, it's like I'm doing right now with I want to republish by in print the history of Protestantism. But there's so many errors that in it. I mean, spelling errors, and then there's a lot of archaic sentences that I have to change just to be able to read them, because some of it is so archaic that you say something and you go, "That what does that even mean?" Or the sentence structure. So I'm hoping it comes out a little better, what you're hearing on the air, than what you would read in the book. But you can see my revised Hori Apocalypticae. Because everything that he did up until the French Revolution is you know, practically perfect as far as I'm concerned. That I don't think I could do a better job than what E.B. Elliott did on the Hori Apocalypticae up through the French Revolution, which was the turn of his century, the century he lived in. But after that, well, he didn't know about the seventh beast being America. And he didn't know, he didn't make anything of the false prophet, but he speculated. I've talked about those speculations, totally off kilter. As a matter of fact, I haven't found anyone in that century that was able to move beyond what E.B. Elliott had already gotten correct about the French Revolution, okay, and the end of the 1260-year reign of the Antichrist. And that whole century, no one recorded anywhere that about the seventh beast being America, even though America existed, and that seventh beast, the two-horned earth beast, had risen up. Nobody recognized it, I believed, in that century, or at least no one recognized it and wrote about it. Whereas where I found out about it. So there's nothing, as far as I know, recorded in from the 19th century, the 1800s, that recognizes or identifies the seventh beast. So, yes, the revision or the new edition, call it, I guess it'll be the sixth edition, which is the Reformation Quincentennial Edition is the only revision. And it's a work that bears revising, because the whole thing about the historicist method of interpretation is that as history progresses, well, because we're looking for the fulfillment in history of prophecy, we can't record it until history progresses and it becomes evident that a prophecy has been fulfilled in history. And that's why he couldn't see it, because America wasn't fulfilling any of the things that were laid out for it by the middle of the 19th century. Sure, it existed. Sure, it rose up. But how could he see that? Now we can see it, you know, and we have works that help us to identify it. We can see it clearly, you know. Some people started to see it in the 20th century, you know, in the 1900s, but not very many. And some people poked at it a little bit. But I think it's become clear now, you know, because I've been digging at it for 15 years. And like, I'm after the truth. If I found that America, there was another candidate that qualified and met all of the qualifications of a beast power in the Revelation and in the other apocalyptic books, specifically speaking of Daniel, because he's the only other one that wrote of beast powers that I can recall, yeah. So it's the only one that meets all of the qualifications. No other power out there meets all of the qualifications of that seventh or the two-horned earth beast. So it's easy now, you know, and I've given people this Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. This is the chapter that I hope makes it easy to see, is my chapter on the Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. Of course, this is going to be in my book also, a lot of the revisions that I did for the Reformation Quincentennial Edition are going to be in my book, of course, because that's how it works. But anyway, here it is here. In the link in the chat room. But you can go to horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com and go to Volume 3, and you'll see that chapter there, Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast, at Chapter 9. And I believe that says it all, incontrovertibly. I don't think anyone could say that there's nothing to this. And I would like to be challenged. I would like someone to say, you know, to exclude it. Use the scripture to exclude it. You know, and I don't think you can exclude it by the scripture, and therefore it should be seriously considered. But find something that, you know, something other than that, that I can't exclude by the scripture, and then you'll have something, because that's what I'm measuring it by. I'm measuring it by what God has written in His Word, in His prophetic Word. So, Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. This took a lot of work to put this together, and it's all there. And I challenge anyone to refute it scripturally. I don't think that anyone can. But, you know, I think this is also, the work I'm doing is not something that the Antichrist wants out there. So I am shadow banned, and First Amendment Radio, you know, despite the name we have, some people, when they check out First Amendment Radio, they're surprised that it's Protestant and Christian. Yeah, they think that the free speech should be all about, you know, Black Lives Matter and pornography. You know, that's what a lot of people think free speech is all about, that it's whatever you want. Well, no, that's not the foundation of free speech. That's why I have as our, what do you call it, icon, a picture of Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses to the church door, you know, at Wittenberg. Because that says it all. You know, it's freedom of speech, freedom of press, of thought and religion, you know. That was the hammer that was heard around the world and still being heard today. It's the very epitome, the foundation of the free speech that we have, that those Protestant rights that are embodied in the original 10 articles in the Bill of Rights. Yeah, that's what our freedom of speech, our First Amendment rights are all about. It's all embodied there. Let's see. Corporate says in the chat room, George Orwell commented that his title, 1984, published in 1949, was meant to show how different 1948 became compared to before World War II. Care to expand upon that, Corporate? There's a phone number there. I've got 10 minutes left. Call in. You can give us a little more insight into what that means. I wasn't born until after that. I'm not even that old. Now, my sister was born in 47. She was the eldest child of my family. But Corporate says, I'm too shy to talk. Okay. Well, I guess I can understand that. Too difficult, huh? Well, you know what? You know how you break the shyness? You just call in and do it, man. Just do it. Call in. We're going to draft you. Yeah. Well, as somebody said in the chat room, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Yes, let my fingers do the talking, huh? Okay. All right, well, what else do we have here? Let's see, I got a few minutes left. No second wave. The Floyd riots mark a century of communist agitation. Well, these are headlines from LouRockwell.com. Sometimes the headlines say enough. White America, Black America. The setup and the con. Okay. Tucker versus woke Mickey. Yes. Disorders now and to come. Manipulating the masses. Very easy to do. See, people are so easily manipulated. You know, I heard about great delusion in the last days. And we are in the last days. We have less than 40 years until the seventh millennium. So I would say that the return of Christ is near. And the Antichrist and his minions, his shadow government and world government, the New World Order, that is the UN, has set the 2030 date, the date of 2030. That's their new agenda. It's also written there in that chapter that we just posted in the chat room. The rise of the two-horned earth beast, because that's one of the things that the earth beast does. It creates an image, and that image is the United Nations. It's very fitting, very logical, you know. There is logic in the prophecies of the book, and I hope that I've exposed the logic there. Yeah, it's not imagination, you know. The stinging tails are not helicopters. That's imagination. Okay. People imagine things like that. Especially those people that say, oh, I believe the revelation literally. Yeah. And then they tell me that those locusts with stinging tails, those are grasshoppers. And I go, that's not literal, you know. If it's literal, then it's actually going to be big, stinging-tailed grasshoppers. That's literal. So those people that say, that pat themselves on the back and say, well, I believe it literally. Yeah, well, they don't. They just like to think they do, and that's something they say to bolster their bad exegesis. Okay, let's see. Examining critical theory put into practice. Yes. 8 successes against Corona communism. Yeah, that was a good article. They're on, exposed Bill Gates trended late Saturday afternoon on Twitter with 120,000 tweets. And, you know, that's that hashtag thing that I haven't quite figured it out. I guess I'm not a very good Twitterer, okay, since I haven't. But it's hashtag expose Bill Gates. I think Bill Gates' name is turned to mud. Yet I'm so glad. Okay. As Twitter's censors fell asleep at the switch, the oversight was soon remedied. June 13, 2020, represented a global day of action against Bill Gates, from social media to documentaries to podcasts to public demonstrations to people tabling in public. The meme artistry of the day was magnificent as well. Bill Gates tried to further subjugate the world and accidentally woke people up. Mass vaccination is suddenly looking a lot harder, and the voices against it are growing more organized. Well, all I can say is hallelujah, because that's one battle I don't want to fight. I don't want them coming to my door with police and doctors and syringes, you know, telling me that I have to be vaccinated. You know, that's the point. That's just never going to happen. I will not cooperate. You know, they will have to, you know, they will have to vaccinate me by force. They will actually have to hold me down, because I will protest against having a needle with dead baby serum and other terrible stuff in it pumped into my body. You know, and they haven't even made the vaccine yet. And you got some states out there that are already gearing up to force people to be vaccinated or send them to, I guess it was Arizona, or was it Nevada? Probably Arizona or Colorado. One of those states just tabled a bill to send people to re-education camps who refuse to be vaccinated with the coronavirus vaccine that hasn't even been made yet. They're already getting ready. See, the Antichrist and his shadow government and all those people who lick the boots of the Antichrist, you know, kiss his red shoes or whatever, and whatever form they worship the beast or his image or, you know, the Antichrist personally. It doesn't matter to him, just so you capitulate to his totalitarian thought. And you're willing to help him force people to be free. Yes, we will force freedom to your liberty. You must be vaccinated. You are free to be vaccinated against your will. Yeah, it's just like the southern states. We're going to make you, you know, be part of our free nation. You must be. We're going to force you to be part of our free nation. You cannot leave. You're not free to be free. You're only free to be with us. Yeah. That's the true thought, my true thoughts on the whole Civil War, yes. See, Chicago PD not protecting, guns hard to get, so individuals protect themselves and their neighbors with baseball bats. Yes, indeed. Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who recently cussed out an alderman who complained about her inability to keep the city safe, criticized locals for wanting to keep themselves safe by forming neighborhood watch groups and open carrying baseball bats. Kudos to those who refuse to believe the narrative of local polls that they have everything under control. And guns, too. Yes, and some Chicagoans are protecting their property and their neighborhood from looters by openly carrying rifles. So, yes, that's the thing that's going to, everyone, you know, they like to stoke this fire once every once in a while, that China and what do you call it, North Korea are forming an alliance and they're going to invade America. And I think the one thing that's going to keep them from invading is the same thing that kept Japan from invading in World War II. They were afraid of a populace that had more guns than people. That's America. Yes. So at least it's doing one thing, you know, the right to bear arms. It's making other countries that would perhaps entertain invading America, making them think twice, three times, four or five times about it and deciding against it. Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you haven't heard, because of the coronavirus, every time there's any kind of convulsion in America, gun sales break all new time records. And they have. You know, everything's shut down, but gun sales have broken all-time high records. So, yeah, I don't think the Chinese are coming. Yeah, I don't think that's what we have to worry about. What more we have to worry about is what actually is happening in our public schools and in our universities. And I believe we're seeing the result of that and what's going on right now. And the people's easy capitulation to the lockstep plan of the Antichrist and his shadow government. Well, I'm going to close with this. Protestant lives matter. Yes. Obey the gospel. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate